Joined by Keith Walsh here in Maldron. Keith, huge achievement. Well done to you.
Thank you very much. Delighted with the achievement. Wasn't expecting it. I had 4 days to prepare for the competition and went to Perth and thankfully took out a gold medal.
I'm just looking at a huge title in the Lifeline Young Butchers International Cutting and Cooking Competition in Perth, Australia. That's a mouthful in itself.
It is, yeah. So it was a competition where you had to both cut meat and cook for three chefs, some of the top chefs in Western Australia. And we had representatives from all over the states in Australia. We had also had the French and the South Africans, which didn't actually turn up, something with visas, and New Zealand was qualified as well, so and myself. So.
Intense competition?
It was, especially when you're in 26 degree heat, you're not used to it, and you're used to the cold here. You have 3 hours to cut up half a lamb, a leg of pork, and a rump of beef. And you make as many products as you can out of there with very little or no waste. And then after that 3 hours, we had 30 minutes to cook for three chefs and present the food as you would in a restaurant.
So you're a butcher and a chef all in the one?
Oh no, I'll probably wing the cooking part, to be honest with you. I was more the butcher, So it went very well, and I was delighted then to get the gold medal and runner-up overall. So
this all stemmed from a competition you went to in Belfast, first of all, with 12 different countries as well?
Yes, back in March there at the Titanic Centre in Belfast was the World Butchers Championships. It turned out to be the biggest butcher event ever had in the world, and that was organised by Butcher Excellency Ireland. I was on the young butchers team there, and Team Ireland actually won the entire competition then. So that following on from that, there I qualified, basically got an invitation from Australia to go and compete there.
Yeah, what did you make of the whole country out there when you're out?
It's beautiful. Yeah, I was in Perth. Had been out there previously in Melbourne and Sydney. Perth's really laid back, and there's any amount of Donegal ones out there. It's great, but it's a beautiful country, I say, but home to home.
Yeah. And what did you make of the meat out there compared to here?
Meat, the lamb would be very good lamb out there in Australia. The lamb is, even the pork is very good, but because we farm our own beef here, you find our beef would be far superior.
Yeah, it's opening the doors now. Beef's starting to get worldwide recognition again. The bans are starting to be lifted, and maybe Australia will pick up on it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, you see there, it was just, I think the week before I went, they had the Chinese open up, and there was a Donegal plant that got the first contract for basically heading meat to China and that in the Middle East. So hopefully now with the way things are going, I'd say Irish beef is probably the best in the world, and I think it's been recognised again, so it's great to see it.
You're coming from a long generation of butchers here within the Walsh family.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's great to come back to Ballantrán. We're actually standing in the original shop that my grandfather had. We started in 1962. Mm. And so third generation, and it's great that we come back to your hometown and get such a warm welcome this evening.
A lot of people turned out to meet you here this evening.
I wasn't expecting it at all. I came down and they had bagpipes and an open top car, and I was like, it was crazy.
So what's next? What's the next big milestone?
Well, when I came back from Australia, we had to go to another awards night just in Auchnacloy with the Butcher Excellency. It was the sausage competition. And amazingly, we actually won the best sausage in Ireland there for 2018. Brilliant. That qualifies us for the Champion of Champions back in November, which we will probably compete in as well. And the last 2 years we've won it, so fingers crossed to go again. So.
Brilliant. Butcher trade has always been there. The young people are still good for the business.
I see it in our own. We have to be trying something different all the time in the butcher shop. People, innovation and products. And I think we're competing against supermarkets all the time. But people want to see where the meat comes from, and they come into me and they'll see something different, and I can give them an opinion on how to cook it. And they might get that relationship built up with someone in a supermarket that doesn't know the trade.
It's evolved over the years as well, as with ready-made things, and just have them in a foil tray has come on a lot.
Like the lifestyles, people's lifestyles, and everybody's fast-paced now. That they want something quick, easy, 30 minutes in the oven, and very little cooking, no prep. They want, so you basically, as you said before, not a chef, but you nearly have to be a chef to do the butchering now. So.
Brilliant. Keith, well done to you in the award.
Thank you very much.